God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So children can ask questions that wise men cannot answer. And while I do not fancy myself a wise man, my children, when they were little, asked me all kinds of questions that I had no idea. I had no answer. 1 Kings chapter 10, you have not a child. You have a very capable woman, the Queen of Sheba, who comes and she hears the fame of Solomon, this man that God had graced with wisdom. And she came to prove him, to test him with hard questions. And the Bible says after that episode, there was no more spirit in her. She realized, wow, this man has been graced by God with heavenly wisdom. And therefore she says, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. That is 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 9. So Solomon himself was a child in understanding and wisdom. Back in 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon famously prays and says, God, I am like a child. Your people are great, and I am a child. I do not have the discernment I need to lead this, your so great a people. And Solomon asked, and God gave. God gave the wisdom he needed. In verse 23 of chapter 10, the Bible says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. Everyone realized that he was extraordinarily wise because God was the source of that wisdom. And friend, I want to tell you something today. No matter your background, no matter your intellect, no matter your failure or success rate, you will only lack what you refuse. The Bible says in James 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and God gives generously and will not scold you for needing wisdom or for asking for wisdom. So any self-aware, honest person would realize there are questions that you face today that are beyond your capacity to give the right answer, but they're not beyond God's capacity. And God is willing to give what you need. You'll only lack what you refuse. So why wouldn't you ask God for the wisdom you need today? Well, there might be a couple reasons. One is no need, and I put that in quotation marks, because everyone needs. If any of you lack wisdom, well, who doesn't lack wisdom? And the answer is only the person foolish enough to think that they're wise enough. A wise person realizes that he's not wise enough. A wise woman, the Bible talks about in Proverbs, knows that wisdom comes from God. You know, it's interesting, in 1 Kings, Solomon already had wisdom. That is abundantly obvious. You find that over and again. For example, in chapter 2, verse 6, David is talking to Solomon, and he says, do therefore according to thy wisdom. And Solomon, he justified that confidence that David had in him in having wisdom. Again, in verse 9 of chapter 6 of 1 Kings, David says, for thou art a wise man and knowest what thou oughtest to do. And indeed, Solomon was a wise man and did know what to do. In chapter 9, Solomon shows himself to be very savvy politically. And yet, Solomon realized, as wise as he wasn't wise enough to do what God had tasked him or charged him with doing. So sometimes we don't ask simply because we don't recognize our need. And it takes a wise person to be wise enough to know that he isn't wise enough. Second reason we might not ask is because of alternatives. It's interesting that Solomon, you know, I'm not trying to pick on Solomon, but there are a couple little clues that there were small problems that were beginning small but became very big. One was Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh was his father-in-law, and the Bible mentions her a couple times in chapter 9, and then Solomon was married into this family of Pharaoh. And then the Bible mentions three times in chapter 10, verses 26 through 29, that he had horses brought out from Egypt. Now, Deuteronomy is very clear. Famously, in Deuteronomy 17, the Bible says of Israel's king, he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. to the end that he should multiply horses. It also speaks of marrying the wrong women. Now, Pharaoh, Egyptians were not specifically mentioned in that regard, but the whole point of these statements were that they were not to return to Egypt from whence they had escaped. God mentions Egypt in chapter 9, verse 9, or I should say Solomon mentions Egypt. That was a touchstone of Israel's history, and they were not to go back to Egypt. And so sometimes we think we can get from Egypt what only God can provide. In Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom and foolishness are personified, and they are inviting fools and the simple, the naive, to follow them. And verse 11 of Proverbs 8 says, "For wisdom is better than rubies." It's interesting that God always compares values in the Bible, oftentimes, or I should say most times, to material wealth, because throughout culture and times and histories, people have always assumed that comfort is king, and the way to that is material wealth, so rubies, diamonds, money in short. And sometimes we're so fixated on retirement and health, neither of which are bad. We should plan for those. That is fine. But those aren't the most important kind of wisdom. In Matthew 6:28, Jesus is talking not about wisdom, but about worrying about our physical life. And he says, "And why take ye thought? Why are you worried for raiment, clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." If God would take care of a lily, God will certainly take care of his own. God will take care of you. "And yet I say unto you," Jesus says in Matthew 6:29, "that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." So what I'm telling you is that the wisdom and provision that God has on offer is greater than anything the world can give. And yet, intimidated by or fixated on the so-called wisdom of the world, that we don't seek the wisdom that only God, who created the home, that created the universe, that created you, that he can provide, the wisdom that he alone can give. So look, ask God today. You will only lack what you refuse. Everything you need for life and godliness is offered by God. If you will ask, God will give, and that should encourage you regardless of your circumstance today.